Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Are you ready for some NFL football jersey number history? Well, we have the Football by Numbers series bonus edition coming up. Jersey number 48 is our topic today, and we're going to come up with a top 10 list of greatest 48s ever in NFL history coming up in a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the dunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. And today is another special bonus edition, the Football by Numbers, and we have Jersey 48 coming at you. So sit back, relax, put those headsets in a comfortable position, put your tray tables down, and get your snacks, because we're going to go into some great football history in the NFL. And going number by number through this Football by Numbers series, we are all the way up to Jersey number 48, and we are excited to do it because we are going to go and try to find a top 10 most significant players that wore the NFL's jersey number 48 in history. That's 101 years so far of the NFL, and we hope we can do it justice and bring some enlightenment maybe to some forgotten players or some players that are sitting back in the cobwebs of NFL history that we can bring a little bit of enlightenment to our fans and ourselves of football history. So let's do that as part of being a good student of football history. Let's look at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and they tell us that they have one player that is enshrined in Canton that wore the number 48 during his career, and that is Les Richter. And Les Richter is just a fantastic player. He is a great linebacker and middle guard, so they called it back then, from the 1954 Rams all the way to 1962. So this is pre-merger, back in the old NFL when they had, you know, maybe a dozen teams in the league. But he has made it to 8 Pro Bowls, and he was a one-time All-Pro player. And, you know, it's some interesting stories that really lead up to Les Richter. You know, he was traded for by the Rams for 11 players. He was originally drafted by the 1952 NFL New York Yanks. And when that franchise folded 2 days after the draft, which is kind of weird, it was sold back to the NFL. And shortly after that, the assets of that whole club of the New York Yanks, were including the signing rights that Richter had, were granted to the expansion Dallas Texans. The Los Angeles Rams then dealt 11 players to the Texans to get the rights to the All-American from the University of California, Les Richter. They wanted him badly. And as we know, you know, the Dallas Texans played as that name for 2 years in Dallas. And then with the Cowboys coming about, they ended up moving their AFL franchise, or I'm sorry, their NFL franchise, and it disbanded also. Ended up becoming, I think, the Baltimore Colts after that, the first Baltimore Colts. Anyway, Los Angeles had to wait for 2 years while Richter served in the military. And when he returned, he signed with the Rams and embarked on a 9-year season career that earned him the reputation of one of the best linebackers of his era. And he was especially known for his rugged and punishing style of play. And, you know, not a whole lot of statistics for the players back in that era, especially the linebackers. He did do some damage. He was a kicker for a little while, and he made 29 field goals during his career out of 55 attempts and a long of 42 for 52.7% on those. Ended up having 106 extra points made out of 109 attempts for 97.2% on that. So a little bit of everything from the great Hall of Famer, Les Richter, and he is going to be our first player to be put in our top 10 of greatest number 48s. And our next player that we want to talk about wore the jersey number 48 for 14 seasons. That's a good long career there. And he actually had a little bit longer of a career than that. He ended up playing for 15 years total, but 1 year he wore number 23 with Oakland. But he came in with the St. Louis Cardinals in 1983, played there for four seasons, then was a Los Angeles and Oakland Raider for nine seasons, a couple years with the Denver Broncos, and then back with Oakland in his final year in 1997. But as a defensive back, he had 37 interceptions, 418 yards returned off them. Four of those were pick sixes where he got the score for his team. And he ended up recovering seven fumbles during his career. And his longest return was an 82-yarder of one of those fumbles. So that is just fantastic. We also have some records of his tackles. He had 643 tackles where he combined with somebody else, 137 solo tackles. So all pretty good numbers here. And I think we're going to end up putting Lionel Washington in as our second selection into our greatest number 48s. And Stephen Davis is another name that I think many NFL fans will remember. He was a solid running back, came in 1996 with the Washington Redskins, played there for 7 years, 3 years with the Carolina Panthers, and one final year with the St. Louis Rams back in 2006. And as a running back, he hits that magic number. I always tell you, if they hit 7,000 or 8,000 yards, that is fantastic. He had rushed for over 8,052 yards, 4.1 yards per carry, 65 touchdowns on 143 attempts. And that is just three Pro Bowls he was voted into. And, you know, his big highlights of his career, he had a league-high average in 1999 of 100.4 yards per game rushing. And he had the record in 2001 of the most rushes by anybody in the NFL, 356. And his best year was 1,444 yards in one season on the ground. And that was his first year with Carolina in 2003. He did have 12 yards less than that, 1,432 in 2001 with the Washington Redskins. But, you know, just a fantastic, solid running back. That's why he is our number three player to go in our top 10 list. And another player we're going to look at here is another great NFL name, Wes Hopkins, defensive back that played with the Philadelphia Eagles for his entire career back in 1983 all the way to 1993, 11 seasons with the club, 30 interceptions, 241 yards returned, one touchdown, one time was an All-Pro, one time in the Pro Bowl, and those were both in 1985 when he ended up having six interceptions that season and scored a touchdown off of one of them. And he recovered two fumbles in those games that season as well. So just a all-around solid performer, and got the All-Pro, got the Pro Bowl, and that is going to get him number four on our top 10 list. And next player we'll look at is Ken Ellis. And Ken's got an interesting biographical sketch here on himself. He was a two-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro defensive back who came into the league in 1970 with the Green Bay Packers and played there for 6 years, then had single-season careers with Cleveland, Detroit, Houston Oilers, Miami Dolphins, and the Rams, all in succession. 22 interceptions for his career, 334 return yards off those interceptions, three touchdowns, and Mr. Ellis wore that number 48 jersey for 10 seasons. I'm not going to put him on the list yet, but we're going to take a good hard look at him at the end, maybe with some others when we go into consideration. The next guy I want to talk about is Tim Fox, who wore the jersey number 48 for 11 seasons. You know, another double-digit wearer of that 48, defensive back. Came in with the New England Patriots in 1976 and stayed there for 6 years. Then 3 years with the San Diego Chargers and last 2 years with the Rams, ending his career in 1986. He ended up having 26 interceptions, 376 return yards, no touchdowns. Like I said, he had that one Pro Bowl that he made, and that was the year of 1980, and where he had four picks and played all 16 games. And we don't have much on his tackles that year because they didn't really keep track of him his whole career. But he did recover eight fumbles during his career. Mr. Tim Fox. He's another one I'm going to put on our standby list here, and we'll come back to. Ernie Green is another guy I want to talk about. And Ernie had another great NFL career that makes him extremely intriguing to the eye. He was a halfback, fullback, two Pro Bowls, one NFL championship, 1962 Cleveland Browns, all the way to 1968. So that great era of Browns football in the 60s where they had some awesome players. And Paul Brown, I believe, coached all of those years. And it just has a fantastic thing. But for his career, he had 3,204 yards rushing, a 4.8 yards per carry, 15 touchdowns. Remember, he was considered a fullback for many of his seasons, sort of split duties between fullback and halfback. So he wasn't always a star player. Of course, when you have a guy by the name of Jim Brown, and I believe they played together in the early 60s, probably aren't going to get too many touches on the ball. But a very solid player, two Pro Bowls. That's some pretty good numbers there. Another one I am going to probably take a look here at the end. We'll make a decision. But another guy I do want to talk about is Brian Washington. And Brian has had a very illustrious career himself. And he was another defensive back, wore that number 48 jersey for 8 seasons, so a substantial amount of time wearing a 48. Came in the league in 1988 with the Cleveland Browns, then spent 5 years with the New York Jets and 2 final ones with the Kansas City Chiefs, retiring in 1996. 27 interceptions, 449 yards returned, 4 touchdowns scored off of those picks, and ended up having... recovering 10 fumbles during his career, also in that 8-year career, so more than one per year. Like to be around that ball and get his hands on the ball, so here's a go-getter there. Does not have any Pro Bowls or All-Pro seasons. We'll keep him in mind, but I'm not sure he's going to really have the mustard to make it here on the list with some of these other folks that are going. Gerald Small's another guy. You know, don't let the name fool you because he was big on a football field. He was another defensive back, 5'11", 192 pounds, so not at all small by human standards. Maybe on a football field a little bit small, but that's just a play on his name. His name does not define who he is. 24 interceptions, 380 yards, 1 touchdown, and he just had a fantastic career with the Miami Dolphins most of his career, the first six years of his career. One final year, 1984, with the Atlanta Falcons. Came in the league in 1978 with the Dolphins, as we said. But you know, good, strong numbers there. Not sure that he's going to make our list, but wanted to mention him anyway because he was a very substantial player in the league, especially with the Dolphins in those late 70s, early 80s. And our next player is Nehemiah Wilson, who made a Pro Bowl as a defensive back. 27 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, 486 yards he scored, or 486 yards he registered off those interceptions. And he came into the league in 1965 with the Denver Broncos, played there for 3 seasons, then went to Oakland for 7 years and 1 year with the Chicago Bears. And, some very solid credentials, that one Pro Bowl. Makes him a very intriguing pick, but I think we're going to probably put him on standby with some of the other folks that we've been looking at and considering. So far, we only have 4 on our list. Alan Ellis is another player. It brings up some good, intriguing prospect to make our list. Another defensive back, 22 interceptions, 185 yards returned off him, 1 touchdown. 1973, came in the league with the Chicago Bears and played there for 7 years and then 1 final year with the San Diego Chargers. But he made 1 Pro Bowl, so again, that sort of puts him in that realm. There's a lot of guys sort of log jammed with those same similar credentials. How about Tom Vaughn? He's another one we can take a good look at, see what his statistics are. Defensive back, came in with the Detroit Lions 1965, played with them all the way to 1971. So a good solid seven seasons in the league, and it was a defensive back. Was really a return man. Had 62 returns for almost 1,600 yards, just 5 yards shy of that. Came from Iowa State. Probably not going to make our list, but good return man there. Doug Mulbach, another guy that we want to make sure we have some conversation about here when we're talking about great number 48s. And he wore the number 48 for many, many, many seasons, more than 10. As a matter of fact, it was 16 seasons he wore that. And he was a two-time Pro Bowler. He was played center. Seems weird for to make that number, but he was a long snapper, I believe, was his thing. He came in 2004 with the Lions, played all the way to 2020, so he was a long snapper with the Detroit Lions. Not a whole lot to talk about there because they don't get a whole lot of love or respect and any statistics. But Bud Dupree, who so far in his career played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, wore number 48. He has now gone over to the Tennessee Titans, and he is registered to be wearing number 48 with them coming up for the 2021 season. And he has had six seasons so far, all as a Steeler. And during his career, 39 and a half sacks, forced eight fumbles during his career, defensive end that came out of Kentucky, and he was the number one pick of the Steelers back in 2015. And just always around 231 combination tackles, 169 of those were solo, 54 tackles for loss. His sack numbers are way up there. You know, we told you he had 2019, he had 11 and a half sacks. He probably would have surpassed that in 2020, but he had an injury midway through the season, left after 11 games, and he was on a roll with those eight sacks. He probably would have hit double digits again for the second time in his career, but just to complete it, it was a great at the end of his career with the Steelers, you know, combined with T.J. Watt for like the last 3 or 4 years, and really did some fantastic things on that Steelers defense. As a Steelers fan, I'm sad to see him go, but perhaps Mr. Jeremy McFarland and his Tennessee Titans fans will really enjoy the play of Mr. Bud Dupree. I'm sure they will. And I think we're going to end up putting him, 39 and a half sacks is substantial. We're going to put Bud Dupree as our fifth spot on our top 10 players at award number 48. And how about Bill Simpson, another great player that we can talk about. And Bill, he played in the NFL at the position of defensive back, had came in with the Rams in the early 1970s, 1974, and played there till 78, 3 years with the Buffalo Bills, 34 interceptions to his career, 514 return yards, but didn't score a touchdown. Real weird with that many yards that he didn't get it in there for the score. And you know, he ended up recovering 10 fumbles during his career also. And we're 48 for quite a bit of time, but 5 years, but didn't do a whole lot of some great stats. A good solid player, but probably not the numbers that he needs to make our top 10. But Dwayne Woodmite, he was another defensive back, came in with the Dallas Texans in 1960 and played all the way to 1964 as when they became the Kansas City Chiefs. So an AFL player. Won the AFL championship once, was in a Pro Bowl in the AFL, and had 20 interceptions, 247 yards, one touchdown. And he's another one that I think we're going to probably keep our eye on. Not sure if he'll make it, but he might. You never know. Ken Schroy is another great name, comes out of gridiron history, that played in the pro ranks, defensive back with the New York Jets for his entire career, 1977 all the way to 1984, 16 picks, 206 yards, one touchdown. And I'm probably not going to get his name on our list today, but we did want to mention him. And Najee Mustafa, another great name, fun to say too. And he was another defensive back. He ended up having 11 interceptions, 292 yards, two touchdowns, was a Minnesota Viking for five seasons, 1987 to 1991. Played a year with Cleveland in 93, Oakland in 95, and wore that 48 for his entire career. Not sure that he will make it with our great squad of players that we're talking here, but maybe Kenny Hill will, because Kenny Hill has some pretty decent statistics, if I remember correctly. He was another defensive back, but a two-time Super Bowl champion, seven interceptions in his career, came in with Oakland in 1981, was a Raider for 2 years, and then the New York Giants for a span of 5 years, and finished up with Kansas City in 1989. That's two Super Bowls, though. That's pretty big, and I think they were both with the Giants, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Oakland in 81 and in the mid-80s with the Giants. So two different teams with the Super Bowls. Probably not going to make our list there. Darryl Johnston. Here's an interesting name we want to talk about. He was, of course, a great running back, Moose Johnson, they called him, Moose. And when he played with the Dallas Cowboys from 1989 all the way to 1999, 11 years in the league with the Cowboys, 48 his entire career, three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowler, and the whole crowd, every time he'd get the ball, it'd be Moose, Moose, Moose. He had 294 receptions from the fullback spot, 2,227 yards, 14 touchdowns in the air, 753 yards on the ground, 8 touchdowns there, 3.2 yards per carry. Just had some phenomenal seasons, but what a blocker he was. And winning two Pro Bowls and going to two Pro Bowls and winning three Super Bowls with the Cowboys. And he's a pretty good announcer, too. And that's why he is going to be our sixth player to go onto our top 10 list for number 48s. And we want to talk about Roosevelt Leakes, another player that was a substantial career running back, ended up having 2,400 yards on the ground, 28 touchdowns, a short yardage back that came in with the Baltimore Colts in 1975, stayed with them for 5 years, then played his final 4 years with the Buffalo Bills. And wore that 48 his whole career. Not gonna probably make our list here, but maybe, how about Todd McNair? Todd McNair is a big name from football, and he also did some great things with that ball running back. He ended up having 2,400 yards rushing, seven touchdowns, another three touchdowns through the air, 803 yards receiving, and he played with the Kansas City Chiefs from 1989 to 1993, a couple years with Houston, the Houston Oilers at that time, 94-95, and 1996 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Were 48 for a significant number of years, eight of them, but probably not going to make our list here. And I think that gives us a pretty good list to choose from. So far we have five players in: Les Richter, Lionel Washington, Stephen Davis, Wes Hopkins, and Bud Dupree. And six people, and then Darryl Johnston. And I think our next player that we're going to put on here, I like Nehemiah Wilson. I think we're going to put him on as our seventh greatest player. And I think Tim Fox will be our eighth player. And I'm going to go with Ken Ellis as our ninth. And I think Alan Ellis, I think, will take as our 10th player. So there we go. We have our 10 players: Darryl Johnston, Bud Dupree, Alan Ellis, Nehemiah Wilson, Tim Fox, Ken Ellis, Wes Hopkins, Stephen Davis, Lionel Washington, and our Hall of Famer, Les Richter. All wore the number 48, the most substantial players in NFL history to wear that jersey number. And we are sure glad you joined us, enjoyed just a little bit of football history, got to talk about probably a couple dozen different players here that maybe time has forgotten, but we got to mention their name anyway again and breathing that great career that they had in the National Football League. And we appreciate you joining us today. We hope you'll join us next time for our number 49s. And we have our special guest, Joe Ziemba, the great historian, is going to join us for that. So don't be a stranger. Make sure you keep tabs on what we're doing here. You can go to your favorite podcast provider and hit follow, and you'll know as soon as those podcasts drop. Or you can email us at pixiandispatch@gmail.com. Ask to get put on our email list, and we will put it on there each and every morning, 7 a.m. You will get a list of what's going on, all of our podcasts for that day, because we do release a podcast each and every day. Sometimes more than one, like we did today, and also our bonus editions and any other blog posts. And don't forget, Sundays we have our Sunday football funny pages, where we have some comic humor related to the game of football that are both some originals from yours truly and our friend Gary Jajora. And we're always looking for more talent out there. So if you are a football humorist and you have a good joke or a good comic or whatever you want to do to just bring a little bit of enjoyment, a puzzle, we will put it in the football funny pages one of these Sundays. Just get in contact with me, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will do the rest. And if we forgot anything or forgot any number 48s that you think should have been on that list, also email us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll make a correction on a future episode to make things right, because we want to get this right. And we appreciate you. We hope you join us tomorrow for Football History Headlines and our next episode of Football by Numbers, number 49s. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.